MDI is one of the top tourist destinations in the state and the nation. Millions of visitors come annually to visit Acadia National Park and spend money in the area's inns, restaurants, and shops. In addition, Bar Harbor, Southwest Harbor, and Mount Desert all boast sizable populations of summer residents who own expensive homes and pay hefty property taxes.
We weren't turning it into a rich versus poor thing. We're negotiating. If you have an economic need, tell us.
The problem, as Joe Piccone sees it, is that none of the communities on Mount Desert are pointing to economic need as the reason for wanting to reduce workers' health benefits. Piccone is the business agent for Teamsters Local 340, which represents roughly 45 public sector employees in Bar Harbor, Southwest Harbor, and Mount Desert.
They have not given us an economic need. Mount Desert actually sat at the table. Even though we're a wealthy community, it doesn't mean we can't look to save money.
In Southwest Harbor, the town's select board rejected a tentative contract agreement with the Teamsters last year. The workers' contract with the town expired last December, and Southwest Harbor has now asked a federal mediator to help resolve the impasse. Meantime, union contracts in Mount Desert and Bar Harbor expire June 30th. Those two towns have also filed for mediation.
3 years ago, we went through the same issue, and they did end up reducing our health care.
Ed Montague is the lab technician at Mount Desert's wastewater treatment plant. Montague says the earlier reduction in benefits cost him somewhere between 50 cents and a dollar an hour. He says the majority of people on MDI don't think twice about the level of health benefits sustaining firemen, cops, and other public sector workers. Montague says if anyone is hung up about it, it's non-unionized town workers and elected officials.
Because they are not able to either supply it for their employees if they have a private business, or if that's not something they're able to obtain through whoever they're working for. I think that's where a lot of it comes from.
Town managers on MDI wouldn't comment on the contract disputes other than to confirm that all three towns have gone to mediation to try to resolve them. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.